All right, now you're going to say, it's Kendrick, your name, Heffal Hills West High School. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
One more time.
Your name, school, you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
This is Kendrick Wilson, Heffal Hills West, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
There you go.
This is Kobe Jordan. This is Kobe Jordan. I go to Heffal Hills West, and you listen to Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Let's get it. One take. Colby Kendrick, we out.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach and pro performance specialist. I started the podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today we have a duo super special guest, Colby Jordan, Player of the Year, and Kendrick Wilson, Defensive Player of the Year, both Hills West champions. What's going on, guys?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. What's up, Kendrick? How's everything?
I'm good.
So Defensive Player of the Year and Player of the Year, and you guys won the conference championship. Just, you know, both you guys, whoever wants to go first, fill me in. One, on the season, and two, just how different the season was with all the restrictions, with masks and, you know, no fans, just everything. How did it go?
Definitely playing with masks was definitely tough, and not having fans was rough. And my mom and dad couldn't show up, you know, for my senior day, and that was a little rough. This whole season was good, you know, having Kendrick and Frank coming down playing with us, and having Zach and Brent with us, you know. We were really good, really good team, and you know, we didn't lose, obviously, and championship was great. So.
That's great. What about you, Kendrick? Only a sophomore at Hills West, transferred in this year. One, what was it like, you know, coming into the school, even though, you know, you're from there, so you know all the kids. What was that like, and, you know, just being in the pandemic?
Well, it was first, it was good to be back, but as far as the pandemic, like, the first game, it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, we would talk, we'd be on the bench, and the whole gym would hear us. So it was just an adjustment. It was weird for us.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I coached this year too, so, you know, I know what it's like, you know, not having the fans there. Your senior day, you know, you can't even come. How did it work? They watched, you know, links to the game? They watched it on YouTube? Or what was that like, you know, for your families watching the games?
Definitely something new for them. Most of our away games were on YouTube, and our home games were on special camera at our gym, so it was definitely rough. You know, the quality wasn't as good, so that was kind of tough.
Yeah. Were you able to watch other teams, though? Was that, you know, almost like an advantage, too, so you could kind of watch other teams playing where, you know, you physically couldn't go, but you could at least check out some of the games that happened that night, check out the links. You know, what was that like, you know, being able to watch other games, you know, right after your game finished?
Well, it was good. Personally, I tuned into some of my friends' games because, yeah, you know, I would usually go. It was just different.
I mean, you guys, you know, obviously the only undefeated team, right, in Long Island or Suffolk County?
Yes.
Did anyone else go undefeated? Because Brentwood ended up losing in the finals against Northport.
Hills East went undefeated, too.
Yeah. Oh, so Hills East, you know. Undefeated. I mean, obviously, you know, you're limited to games. You know, how bad did you guys want to play, you know, the Brentwoods, the Northports, Hills East, to really play in kind of in that Final Four? You won your conference, but now you want to play, you know, the other conference.
Yeah, definitely wanted to play, you know, the better teams like Northport, Brentwood, all those teams. You know, obviously sucked that we couldn't play them.
Now that, you know, you guys, like I said, were undefeated, did you have, personally and team, did you have any crazy superstitions that you had to do before every game, individually or as a team?
Me, I don't eat anything. Like, if the game's at 4, I still won't eat.
Nothing?
Nah. Like, when I was younger, I used to play soccer.
Right.
Like, one game, I ate, like, breakfast, and I played horrible. So, ever since then, I don't eat.
What about you?
For me, it's a little weird, but, like, I listen to, like, motivational speeches before a game.
That's cool.
And, I've been doing it since I was a little kid, and it always helps me get through the day.
Yeah. What about the coaches or as a team? Did you guys have anything? You know, was it talked about that you were still undefeated beforehand, or you guys tried just playing it off and, you know, never really brought it up?
Nah. As far as superstitions as a team, our coach used to wear these yellow sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it, though.
That's funny. So, I mean, obviously you guys are two of one of the best, you know, guards in the county, you know, on the island. When did you, one, really start playing basketball, and then two, when did it really become serious that, you know, now you want to play at the next level?
I started playing around fourth grade, third grade, and when it got serious, it was like probably eighth grade, probably getting serious about it, and ever since then, I've been taking it serious and playing every day, working out, doing all this little stuff.
Yeah, what about you, Kendrick?
Well, I started playing when I was around 6 or 7 on like little 8-foot rims, but like, when I started to take it serious is when I went to the city with Coach Cat, probably, like, second or third grade. That's when I really had to take it serious.
That's great. I mean, Colby, now you're being a senior, so you're, going to figure out your next steps as far as, next year, college, or, going to prep school, whatever, happens down the off season. How much has the pandemic really affected, what you want to do, because you really weren't able to visit colleges? What's that, whole process like?
Definitely a tough process. I'm still keeping my head up and, emailing a lot of coaches. I got my coach, my AU coach, Coach Kareem. He's helped me out a lot.
Yeah, shout out to Boyz II Men.
Yeah, shout out Boyz II Men. And, definitely visiting schools was definitely a no this year. And I wanted to, but, obviously couldn't get the chance to.
Yeah.
A little rough.
Kendrick, what about you? Only being in 10th grade, getting to play, obviously tons of minutes, being the defensive player of the year. What's the next step now for you as far as the offseason and really to take your game to that next level?
Honestly, just getting stronger, being here, getting faster, jumping higher. Athletically, I feel like I need to get better.
Yeah. Now, bringing the whole fitness aspect up, both of you guys are veterans here. You've been training with me for a long time. Do you guys both remember that first time that you had your workout here and what that was like?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
who wants to go first?
You got it.
All right, Kendrick.
This is eighth grade towards the end of the year. I remember Mike had DM'd me and was like, let's work out. So then I came like right after school, and that first series of the Dunk Factory was hard. I was on like the shorter rim.
Yeah, the 8-foot bar.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, for me, I came here when I was in 10th grade, probably after the season, and I was a little nervous. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Doing the Dunk Factory, that was a little rough, and the hurdles, but it was all a good workout, and it played a part till now.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously both of you guys, are coming now. The season's over, so you'll be, living back in here. And like I said, you're veteran, so you guys progressed, from that day one, and, obviously much stronger and, kind of know what you're getting into now. What would you say, now that you've been here for so long, would be your least favorite exercise? And then what do you enjoy? What would be your favorite?
Sleds for sure is the worst.
Yeah, worst for me. Yeah, sleds for me too. And my favorite would probably be the Dunk Factory.
Favorite's either, Dunk Factory or hurdles.
Yeah.
Hurdles? Yeah. Like you just said, you want to get bigger, stronger. You're being, a senior. You guys kind of going through, the whole circuit of AAU, at a younger age, traveling all over the place. What advice would you give to a younger athlete today? Not necessarily a basketball player, but just in general, all the ups and downs you guys have been through and, the experience that you've had for somebody who's looking to really want to play at that next level.
Just to, keep your head up. Take one day at a time. Don't think too far ahead. And you just never know who's watching you. So, keep a good body language, all that good stuff. And play your hardest each and every day.
I feel like younger kids to stop worrying about, like, all the mixtape and that aspect of sports. Because I feel like it takes away, like, their love for the game. So yeah. Just stay focused and actually play. All that other stuff will come.
Yeah.
No, I think that's great advice. You know, totally right nowadays, the whole generation's all about social media, and they see, you know, clips of somebody, and they think they're good, but nobody really knows the work that people are putting in, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, really getting better, whether it's your skills or your body, you know. So that's totally important, especially nowadays. Would you guys say that now, you know, you have higher expectations for yourself, one, being two of the top guards and now proving it, you know, by beating up on every team really in Suffolk County? Have your expectations changed, you know, after this season or just in general for, you know, for you and your goals for the future?
Well, definitely I hold myself to a higher standard now. Now showing that I can do it. Being named Defensive Player of the Year, now I have to hold up to that. Like, I can't just let people score on me like that.
Yeah.
I got to take pride in it.
Yeah, going into the season, you know, I was ranked high in Long Island. And, you know, I obviously had to prove that. And I feel like I did a good job doing that. And, you know, being named Player of the Year was definitely an achievement and a goal of mine. And it was good that I did it.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%. Now, basically going through the pandemic last year and then, you know, now being able to play, one, how did you stay engaged in, you know, just, you know, working on your skills, your craft, shooting? You know, what was that whole experience like, not really being able to play in leagues and, you know, in tournaments? You know, because I know you guys, basically your days are so busy, from trainers to games, tournaments, coming to me. You know, what was it like just being home every day and you literally couldn't leave your house?
Yeah, it was definitely tough. We were definitely going outside, me and him, because we live next door to each other.
Yep.
We were outside shooting, working out, lifting, doing all that stuff, running. And, you know, it wasn't a good experience, obviously, but as long as we were working, that was just the best part about it.
Yeah, it made the best of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. So me and Kobe was going outside every day. You know, my dad, over quarantine, he became like a workout junkie.
Yeah.
He was going
Shout
crazy.
Out to Jeffrey.
Yeah, he was going crazy over quarantine.
Yeah.
So, you know, that being said, where that time you really couldn't do anything, describe to, you know, some of the listeners what, you know, pre-corona, what a normal day in your life was, you know, like at your busiest times when you were going maybe, you know, to train with Jerry Powell for basketball, then, you know, going, doing stuff with school and school practice, then coming here, you know, just the commitment that you guys put in to be where you're at now, you know, to let some of the younger kids who are listening know what, you know, a real day in your life would be like, you know, with all that going on.
Last year I went to the Knox school, it's a boarding school, so we would wake up at 5:45 in the morning and go to practice. We come back towards like 7:30, eat breakfast, take a shower, and then go to class, and then we'd have strength conditioning like right after school, like 2:30, 3 o'clock. Then we'd chill out in the dorms, go eat dinner, and then we have practice from 7:45 to 9:45. That was like that. That's why I was on campus.
Yeah, and then do it all over again the next day.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, for me, I just wake up, go to school, and right at school I got practice, and usually sometimes I come here during the season. But off season, it's like, you know, wake up, come here, work out, and then do my basketball workout, and then that's pretty much it with me.
Yeah. That's great stuff. I mean, now that, you know, both obviously still undecided for that next level, but what do you, you know, what's the main thing you're really looking at, you know, for you individually? Obviously, it'll be different, two different individuals, you know, for where you want to, one, play at the next level, and what you're looking to do.
Yeah, I definitely want to play basketball at the next level. For me, I'm just weighing all my options. Don't want to rush into committing. I want to make the right decision. Sure it's the right one.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's just being patient, you know, the offers and all that stuff that's going to come, keep working hard. Yeah, of course I want to play basketball, Division I, that's why I play.
Yeah. That's great stuff, man. So, you know, right now, obviously you're a senior, so you got, you know, a few years on him, but what would you say, you know, you can answer too, Kendrick, would be, you know, your biggest basketball moment, whether it's, you know, in your career? Whether it's individual, team, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, for team, just win that championship last week. That was a big thing for me. As a freshman, I made a goal to myself to win a championship at West. And, you know, definitely took some time, but, you know, we did it. And as an individual, I would say playing a game every day, that's a blessing to me. And that's all I want to do. And, yeah, I'm really grateful for that.
Great stuff.
Yeah, same as Kobe. Like, this year, winning the championship, that was probably one of, if not the, like, biggest thing I've done as a team. Also, Defensive Player of the Year, that was something that me and my dad have talked about. He wanted to be the best defensive guard on Long Island, and that was something that he challenged me to do. So it was good that I was able to do that for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, congratulations to both you guys. Obviously, winning the championship, won, you know, Colby Player of the Year and Kendrick Defensive Player of the Year. Great stuff, man. I want to keep it 100 right now with Mike Kaplan, so we'll go one-word answer. We'll just alternate. You guys will... We'll just get into it, and you tell me.
All right.
Here we go. Ready, sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Resistance bands for sure.
Yeah.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Beach.
Hip-hop or country? Long distance or sprints?
Sprints. Yeah.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
I'll go lunges.
FaceTime or text?
Text.
I'm FaceTime. Sure.
Depends on who it is, right?
Yeah. Nah, I'm
FaceTime
forever.
You'll see FaceTime's me, you know, especially when I'm all dressed up for parties. Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
AirPods, yeah. Or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Netflix, but Hulu got more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But Netflix is the OG.
Yeah.
J. Cole or Drake?
Drake.
Drake, 100%. Sure.
What's your favorite late night snack?
I say like sunflower seeds. I like sunflower seeds.
There you go. Throwback baseball player over here.
Me, it's potato chips.
Potato chips?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to have after a game where you don't eat no food, play the game, then late night you're snacking on some sunflower seeds?
Yeah.
Where do you spit them out though? Your dad will kill you if that's in the house. There you go. Well, congratulations to both of you guys. Can't wait to follow you now on your next chapter. You being going into your junior season, you're going into your freshman year of college. Thank you guys for being on the show, and good luck to both of you.
Appreciate you guys.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com.
Fight!